guys, and welcome to another edition of the Latin Babbler Show. It is going to be a great show tonight. I am the Latin Babbler. I am here with Tigra.
Happy hump day. What's up? What's up?
Miss Rocky is in the house.
What's up, guys? Thanks for joining us once again.
And joining us today after missing out on the last couple of days is El Bojique.
What up, fam? It's good to be back. Good to be back. Got some good stuff for you to get for you today, so can't wait to get this thing jumping.
Man, we miss you. And today we have a special guest with the Miami Party Bus. We're going to be interviewing today. We'll be talking with them a little bit later. But first, COVID going crazy. Everybody's just basically seeing all the cases grow. I haven't seen anything like this since when it first started, and nobody was actually paying attention to the warnings then. People are supposed to be paying attention to the warnings now, but nobody cares. So we just keep saying these cases go up and up and up and up. And with that, you know, my time of being at home keeps going up and up and up and up. And that's getting annoying. So if you didn't listen this morning, I gave out the very first morning thought on COVID. You should definitely go check that out. Tigra, what is going on in Florida with your COVID cases?
Well, the good thing is we heard today in the news that school will start online. No kids have to go to school in August. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Well, that's, I don't know how you call
it. School.
Miss Rocky. Miss Rocky, you are a single mom of three. What do you think about that?
Hell no. Send their asses to school. I can't be working and teaching that. Kids at the same ass. That's it.
That's it. I
second
you
that.
Know?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
if the gyms are open, dance studios are open, Chuck E. Cheese is open. You're going to tell me they can't go to school? Come on now.
Right?
My friend was at Chuck E. Cheese last night. I'm like, are you serious? Everybody all COVID-y? Hell no.
They got snots running everywhere, coughing out everybody with them bounce. What are they? Closed the bouncy balls, right? At Chuck E. Cheese, they don't allow you to bounce in there, right?
No, but they had all the little games. I mean, what? I mean, I didn't see anybody going after them, spread, you know, cleaning after every little kid, you know, put their hands on the machine.
There was nobody turning around, going around with some sanitizer.
I don't think so.
Well, you got a daughter. What are you guys gonna do? Are you guys gonna have to find? You guys gonna have to find daycare, right?
Well, right now in the area, I haven't heard the latest today, but from what I heard here in the area, that it was being extended 2 weeks, but that's about it here. But as it relates to the, but she needs to go back, right? But but around here, they're going to start mandating, hey, time to teach us to get to drinking. So in the area. In the area, you know, they're going to most probably be mandating a mask here in the Lake Wells area. So in Polk County, you know, you have Lakeland, Bartos, these different areas. In Winter Haven, they made it mandatory. It's been like that in Orange County, Osceola, which is the Kissimmee, Poinciana. But now here in this immediate area with Lake Wells, it's not a big town, but most places are requiring masks, and I think it's going to be mandatory.
It's mandatory here for indoors. So if you're going to anywhere like, you know, CVS, food markets, I mean, they even say here in California, they're telling everybody, even if you're walking on the streets, if you're anywhere near where there's any type of public place, that you're supposed to go ahead and actually put on a mask, even if you're walking outside. So it's mandatory here. But I don't know. I think parents are eventually going to revolt because, I mean, having your kids there, after having them all summer, COVID allowed you to stay home. But once your job says, hey, you got to go back, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, these people, it's not like they're going to give people child support to have these kids stay home.
They could make the class smaller. Instead of having 20 kids, they can have 5 kids and have them distancing. But the problem is the kids keeping their mask on. Yeah, and the kids not keeping their mask on. That's the big problem. And you know, I don't have kids, but I'm sure kids have a lot of germs. They touch their nose, the boogies, and all that stuff. I'm just saying. You know, high school, I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah, high school, middle school, I don't think so. I mean, it's more like elementary, and I would say like third grade and below. But like, what about those teachers that have kids? Because I've been hearing here in Miami-Dade County, I have a lot of teacher friends and some in the family that they're saying that they're going to make the teachers actually go to the school, so be there physically and do like a Zoom class. What about if they have kids of their own and they gotta be at home.
That's crazy. That? And what's the purpose of that anyways? If you got to do a Zoom class, why do you have to go to the school and actually just do it to see that you're behind the desk? I mean, you can see that from your desk at home. I don't understand
So that stuff, we still don't know what's going to happen. But apparently the week before, August 24th or something like that, they're going to have like a training session for both parents and the children. So
I don't know. Do you want to call in and actually give your thoughts? By all means, you know, we'd be interested to hear what your thoughts on it are on the subject. I know that, you know, my kids are all grown up, so it doesn't affect me in any way. I have adults, so they're being affected from an unemployment standpoint because they can't do anything. You know, I have an actress, I have an artist. One of them's about to graduate college. She's, you know, working on there. But we do have Hannah, and she's going to give her story. Let's welcome Hannah to the show. Let me see if I can get her connected.
In the chat, I had mentioned kind of my thoughts on in-person schooling, and I think it's important to be in person for a lot of reasons, but at the same time, I just don't see how it's safe at all at this point, especially if the cases aren't going down. And I know after having been in special ed classrooms and young classes with behavior issues, there's no social distancing happening there, and they mm-hmm. won't be able to keep their masks on, and it's probably even more dangerous for them to do it in a lot of instances, so I just think, like, for right now, it's better to do it virtually, honestly.
You know, I'm not even a parent of kids. I have to agree with you guys on that, because I think that even with now, with the cases that we're running into, a lot of the people don't understand how it's just piling up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I appreciate you bringing that to the table, because a lot of, you know, when we think about kids, we just think about regular kids who, you know, right. just because of behavior, they don't want to turn around and wear the mask. But we don't think about, you know, special need kids who won't wear the mask just because of the circumstances that they're surrounded.
Yeah. So well, I have a friend that teaches special ed kids, and they're doing virtual for sure.
Yeah, my mom does too. Virtual. I mean, it's hard. Even doing virtual at the end of last year wasn't ideal, but it's safer. And like my aunt, for example, teaches high school English, and it's not just, okay, she goes to work and comes back and everything's fine. It's that she goes to work, comes back, has two kids, has her husband who already had COVID and was extremely affected right. by it. Like, it's so much bigger than just that one person being in that situation.
You know, yeah, I think it's safer. It's safer to Zoom it.
I mentioned this morning in the actual, the morning thought, you know, kids were turning around and actually having these COVID parties on purpose to turn around and actually, you know, place bets to see who can catch it first. I mean, what a bunch of dumbasses these kids are. They're actually purposely spreading it for the sake of betting. And so, you know, I find big issues with how we're handling this. And
Where are the parents of these kids? Where are
some of these kids aren't like babies. They're 20-year-olds. We're not talking
I'm sorry, like, mom coge la chancleta y me mete tres coñazos. For sure. At 20, yeah.
My mom was still beating my ass. But I'm just saying, sure. you know, some of these kids don't have it. They're timeout kids. So,
survival
you know,
of the fittest.
Like,
just let them get it.
Timeout.
The timeout kids. These are the kids that turn around kids. And return around and say, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take away your phone. And they're like, sorry. And they cry and then they get it back. So, you know, they never learn their lesson. We're going to go ahead and move on into news. Hannah, I really appreciate you calling in and giving us some feedback on that.
Hi, Hannah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah.
Adios.
Bye.
Hi, Ms. Rocky, you got some news. Go ahead. Hit us up. Right. What you got?
George Floyd. Everybody knows what happened to George Floyd. Between Change.org and the George Floyd Foundation, they have unveiled, in Virginia, as a projected over a Confederate monument, a big old hologram in his memory. So it's being honored in many ways, and it's the latest venture to include this hologram. So in the press release, it states that the project is meant to transform spaces that were formerly occupied by racist symbols of America. Dark Confederate past into message of hope, solidarity, and forward thinking and change. What do you guys think about that?
That's cool. That's cool. Now, question, and this may sound kind of funny, but it's the hologram. I hope it's not the hologram of the police officer with his knee on his neck.
I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm pretty sure that
they're gonna. I'm pretty sure too, but I was wondering. Now, it's Tupac dancing around. Hey. But, you know, I'm just making sure that they're not having...
You just think Tupac dancing around?
Neck on the ground.
Yeah, because everybody thinks about Tupac because of the hologram.
Because the hologram, yeah. It was the first.
I haven't seen what the hologram looks like.
I mean, hologram, here's my
person,
thought.
But like it's like a video, like
yeah. I mean, it's probably him just standing there, you know,
being... projector.
My thoughts on it are very simple. I don't have a problem with it. But why him and not every other person who's passed away concerning this issue? Why not my Latina sister who died, you know, who was in the military? You know, why is George Floyd all of a sudden the guy?
What about Breonna Taylor or the kid that was jogging and got killed by those two white kids? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's little 1-year-old got killed the other day. I don't see no monuments for this guy. I don't even see marches for this guy. You know, the 7-year-old or the 10-year-old girl, who got killed.
We had two little girls here that got killed the other day.
I don't know. I just think that, so, you know, great that they replaced one of those statues, but my biggest issue is like, you know, I think the statue should not be of him, or the hologram should not be of him. I think it should be of a cause in general that supports that. What happened to him, or maybe representing, you know,
what happened to all of them.
That's just my opinion. You know, everybody has their own way of feelings on that.
Yeah.
But you know,
can they make it different?
Can
they make him different images, like different people that have been killed in the process of criminal and violence? Like Breonna Taylor, you put a little bit quick hologram of her, a hologram of somebody else. Like switch it up.
I would agree with that. If it was like a rotating hologram, where you turn around and have more than one person and include like some people.
Everybody.
So, like a mural. I agree with that.
Like a mural.
Basically like a hologram mural. That would be absolutely amazing. And I think that somebody would probably, you know, they should, anybody in the crowd who wants to share that, you know, put it up on your Instagram.
I want 10%.
As
the show progresses, she went from 5 to 10. By the end of the show, she going on 100.
No, the Miami Buzz 100%. People are giving me 5, so I'm winning. I'm going up 10.
That's what I'm saying. 5, 10. By the end of the show, you're gonna be at 100%.
Oh man, but that's actually a really good idea. I think we should definitely, you know, put out something to try and see if they can do that, because it's a hologram, so you can technically reprogram it. You know, as a programmer or developer, you can actually reprogram that hologram to actually, unless they did something to the bottom, whether, you know, they just put his name on it. But you know, if they haven't done that, then it would be great to have a rotating, you know, all the people who have passed away. You know, Trayvon Martin, put all that in there. You know, regardless of what anybody's thoughts are there, it's got to be better than having, you know, some type of civil rights racist statue up there. So that's just my thought. But let's go ahead and move on to some entertainment news. Maite, La Tigre, you are starting us off.
Well, apparently there was a Safe and Sound Drive concert in New York. The Chainsmokers were the headliners, and apparently the social distancing violated all the rules there. There was no social distancing. The governor is upset. The CDC is going to be doing an investigation. Also, the health department is going to do an investigation, because apparently there was pictures posted, like, with group of people. No one was, like, social distancing, and it was just ugly. So Chainsmokers are under investigation as well.
So what are they going to be under investigation for? Just for performing?
Because they did a concert and they violated all the social distancing rules. In New York, they don't play in New York when it comes to...
Well, I don't know. They play a lot in New York because Governor Cuomo...
Over there, they take things really seriously.
So,
yeah, but over there, he even spoke. The governor spoke.
It was like a Long Island somewhere.
Yeah, something bottom mail. I didn't get the name correctly. I was looking it up, so I'm just giving you just a general New York... But he was upset. The governor spoke, and he is not happy about that at all.
Man, that's crazy. But I mean, are they really responsible for that? I mean, they have people who actually set these things up. All they do is go and perform, right? Like, they're not responsible for how the concert is set up. I don't think it's a band's fault.
It was
fault.
Like a drive-in, so it should have been like
drive-in.
The cars. But there wasn't cars. I didn't see cars. I saw people standing on
it was packed.
The concert.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be a drive-in concert?
Yeah.
It looked like Ultra, basically. Like packed.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like.
Ooh, that's a problem.
It looked like that.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
They didn't set up the thing. They set up the concert thinking, okay, you'll be able to turn around and bring your cars, and you'll be able to sit with your cars. They didn't assume that people would get out of their cars and start doing it. I mean, you have to be dumb not to assume that, but I think that they tried to set up something and it just backfired.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I don't know. Ms. Rocky, what you got?
Well, has everybody heard of Versus?
I heard people all the time on PlayStation.
Versus.
Yeah. Come on, it's the independent visual webcast. It's been presented and created by Grammy Award winning Timbaland and Swiss Beatz. Everybody knows who those two are, right?
Mm-hmm. I know Timbaland, but I don't know Swiss Beatz.
Swiss Beatz is Alicia Keys' husband.
I know Alicia Keys, but I don't know her.
And all that, you know, back from the Rough Rider days. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they started this. Basically, it's an online streaming show, and it's, you know, it started at perfect timing during the COVID-19 pandemic and ways to keep viewers, you know, at home entertained during the crisis. So basically, they get, you know, legends. It could be rappers, it could be just regular singers, like anywhere from Alicia Keys versus John Legend, Teddy Riley versus Babyface. Last week, they had rappers DMX and Snoop Dogg. You know, basically they're challenging, and it's like a concert. So you can hear it on Tidal, you can hear it on iTunes, on, you know, on Spotify, and you can see it on IG Live. So they've been doing their thing. Now, especially with COVID, it gives us some entertainment.
That's cool. You know,
basically see it's like a battle. Concerts live. Yeah, it's a, basically, yeah.
You get to like fill out.
Yeah,
like,
they post
thing.
Results.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
Yes. And they, by viewers.
I think you get to vote. By viewers, you get to vote, right, Ms. Rocky?
Yeah, you get to vote. Yeah, you get to vote on who you think won the challenge on the, you know, on the versus. Yeah, so next week, it'll be August 6th. So tune in. It'll be Rick Ross versus 2 Chainz.
Two Chainz?
That's
going to
be good.
Yeah, 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz! Hey, like, I know DMX had been wanting to battle Jay-Z. That would be a good battle because they were in the same label and the whole drama that happened down that went down with those two. And they've been long been saying that even though Jay-Z got smoked, that DMX was taking him back in the days. And I don't know, it'd be interesting to see that one.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I mean, the one with him and Snoop Dogg, DMX and Snoop Dogg from last week, is still on there. You can always see it. It's pretty entertaining. We got some time. It's a 2 hour long, you know, concert, so pretty entertaining. You guys check
that out. sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, I mean if they're like displaying it live, that's really good. I mean, all right, so Drake is making history. So, you know, we've had our, you know, Bad Bunny for a while making history all over the place. Drake makes history for the most top 10 Billboard's Hot 100 hits of all time. I didn't even know he had that many hits. So I personally can't stand his music. It's like a funny meme to me. I'm not understanding how people love his stuff, but they do. And, you know, it's a top 10 of all time. So he makes history. He's the only person to do it. But congrats to that brother for achieving that status because, you know, I mean, he's doing whatever he's doing. Ever since he left Degrassi, he's been singing that really miserable music. So
I know. I used to watch Degrassi. He was in a wheelchair. He used to rap on that show.
Yeah. That was his job. The
thing is that his music is like, I think the reason why his music has been so like, so hot is because it's like, it's pop, but like in hip hop form. To me, like I know he raps and he rhymes and he's hip hop, but he sounds more popish. Yeah, exactly. He sings, so he's more like popish, even though he's got the rap and the hip hop to it and the beats and the label he's with and all the rappers that he's, you know, associated with. But to me, he's more like pop with that hip hop. I think that's why he's hit the ground running the way he has. And he's got he's presentable, you know, he's like, I guess, like the type to do that. Congratulations.
I like some of his lyrics.
His category needs to be like trash pop. Like I just think
I don't know. Sometimes his lyrics, some of his songs and lyrics, they're sometimes positive. They have some good ones that are positive.
You just have to really
listen to the lyrics.
A lot of people get caught up in the beat. A lot of people get caught up to the beat and the sound. And the
like God's Plan. God's Plan is a nice song.
Correct.
All right, so let's go on to Ellen DeGeneres. So we spoke about this on Monday. And we talked about how she's being investigated. Now they're saying that it's, you know, you got some sources here that are turning around and actually saying that this might ruin her. So,
of course,
you know, according to this, you know, he could be perpetrating as one of the biggest frauds in American celebrity history. It's like now serious investigators are looking into the allegations that the findings are damning. And that's a reporter. Then you could watch the Ellen DeGeneres show go bye-bye. because, you know, you can't treat people that way according to the sources. I'm not saying she did, but you can treat people that way. And, you know, eventually it's going to come back and bite you in the ass. And that's what's happening. I think it was like 10 disgruntled employees. And, you know, I don't know what she did, but, you know, she wasn't dancing her way to stardom on these people. They are fighting back and they are, you know, staying true to what they're saying. Nick Cannon has apologized finally.
Yeah, he did.
It took him a long time to apologize. No. He did that bullshit thing in the beginning where he was telling people that, you know, well, they should pay him back his, or they should give him the rights to his show and the millions and all kinds of stuff. This time he actually apologized. Like, really turned around and, you know, he bent the knee.
Right.
Game of Thrones. And the reason he bent the knee is because this time Fox talked to him. You know, where he's got all the, you know, the sing show and all kinds of stuff. They were like, no. Let's hear you out. Let's talk. But you got to put out a statement. Because you know how it is. If you're going to keep on with these major networks, you didn't get away with it with Warner Brothers and stuff like that. But once you start going, you know, once you start going into Fox, you're going to have to turn around. So according to this, it says, let's see, demanded a full apology. Yes. He first asked for, he said, first and foremost, I extend my deepest and most sincere apologies to my Jewish sisters and brothers, who we call savages before, for the hurtful and divisive words that came out of my mouth during the interview with Richard Griffin. This after he said, I demand a full apology and ask for full ownership of my $1 million Wild N Out brand that I created. So, yeah, I'm almost 100% sure this was Fox stepping in, telling him, hey, look, do you want to keep this job? You're gonna have to apologize, Bohike. I know you posted up something. What do you think about that?
Well, his apology came July 15th, so I think it came like several days after he made those horrible comments. I do agree. So it came like 3 days after. I most definitely agree that the was it Fox or who he's with,
Fox.
Actually stepped in and spoke. It's Fox, yeah, for sure. They stepped in and spoke to him about it. You know, I think that his comments, I'm not going to go in reference to the comments, but yeah, I'm kind of glad he apologized, because of the people he's going to hurt. I'm privy to some of the information that he used to say some of the comments he made. I don't agree with the comments and the way he made them and what have you, and there's some science stuff behind it, but I'm glad he apologized, because a lot of people are offended, and rightfully so, you know? And anyone saying anything hateful about their group and everything else, and, you know.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too!
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course! It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit, bitch, and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait, I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
My biggest thing was this. If you're going to, you know, be the person who says that people are treating you a certain way, don't treat others that same way. That's my biggest thing. Because it turns around and just completely outsells your thing. Figura?
I'm just noticing a lot of people get in trouble doing interviews, bro. Be careful what you say in interviews. If you got nothing nice to say, just stay quiet. Interviews get you a lot of trouble.
Everybody has a platform now. Yeah, like everybody has a platform now. Like, we have a platform. We're right here. Anything I say will probably be posted out later on. If I say something very, like,
you gotta be careful.
Offensive or something, you know, you gotta be very careful what you're saying. You might want to also be careful of the topic that you're choosing, especially when you're in a society, you know, in an era where everything goes live immediately. Like, it goes live instantly across the medium, you know, Twitter, Instagram. The minute you say something, a part of it is going to be taken, and boom,
you're Twitter right away.
Yeah,
out of context. Yeah, that's the
And I think, and I think, like, so, like, not just him, because you guys mentioned us on the podcast and everything else. I think that we are living in such a reality show type, I mean, a podcast, or We're Going Live. Yeah. He had his two shows. Then he had his separate podcast. So if you look at Nick Cannon on his two shows, you know, the Mask, whatever that is, and Wild and Out, he's a different person than when he's on his podcast. He kind of lets down a little bit more, and he shares more of his views and opinions on his podcast. So, like, we're just discussing now. This is live. We're making our comments. This is, you know, it's us. We're being ourselves and everything else. But within that, we have to keep in mind, you know, others and what we're saying.
Exactly.
You know, just be respectful to others.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, bite you right in the ass, my friend.
Oh, I bit him in the ass. Yeah. Hey, like I said that one time, Nick Cannon got canned. So,
I have a perfect sample.
What side
of my ass do I get it? I got a perfect sample. Stacey Dash. I got a perfect sample. Stacey Dash, an awesome actress, started talking about politics. You don't see her on TV anymore.
You talking about the one? You just talking about the
from Clueless,
the African American? Yeah,
anything. Yeah,
she became a total nutcase. She started off good, you know. She had a conservative voice, and then she just became all kinds of weird.
Yeah, like, so like, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you gotta be careful.
Have your limits. That's why, you know, turn around, yeah, and turn around, and do that. Well, and with that,
that's cool,
right? What? Here we go.
Kissed or
dismissed. Hey! So on today's Kissed and Dismissed, this is my little story, right? So here it goes. It was my Kissed and Dismissed, and you guys get to choose. And I'm not sure if we're going to be doing a poll or not, or if I should just run through the whole thing. But here it goes, right? So this is me back in the day, right? I'm on a movie date. I'm 16 years old. You know, hormones are going, right? And my date was a 20-year-old, very pretty and funny.
Damn, 20.
You know, yeah, it was a double whammy, a triple whammy. She's 20, I'm 16, pretty funny. So during the movie, right, you know, we're holding hands, we're watching the movie, you know, a lot of eye, you know, contact and whatnot, but nothing to write home about. And the reason why that is, because usually in the movie theaters, I used to turn up, right? But she was a religious young lady, right? So she, you know, has belonged to, I don't want to necessarily disclose too much of who she was, because she's a real situation, right? But, you know, she was religious, so, you know, kept holding hands, looking at each other and everything else. But, you know, she wore her outfit, her long skirt, her button to the top, a shirt and whatnot. But nonetheless, yeah. But, you know, 16 years old, I got x-ray vision, right? So, at the end of the night,
special ed,
I'm telling you, I was like, what? So at the end of the day, while we're getting ready to, you know, wrap it up and go home and everything else, so, you know, we're at her house, and, you know, we're outside, and we're chatting in the car and whatnot, and, you know, it's about that time, it's, you know, we're about to get kissing or something or whatever, and I get to touching a little bit above her ankles, you know, she had that long skirt on, right?
Oh my God.
I'm creeping, and what do I feel? Good Lord have mercy, the Amazon! I feel them hurrying at me. So I figured, oh my God. I was like, that was a shocker to me. Now I'm 16. I'm like,
hell no.
You're supposed to be taking a blade to that. Like, what's up with that? So then it dawned on me. I'm like, yo, she's religious, and the skirt, and the button up shirt, and the whole nine yards. You know, so I mean, it was part of her culture. It's religious. I can't make fun of it. I can't mock it. I just wasn't expecting it at 16, right? So now, did I kiss or dismiss her at, or her?
Dismiss her?
Yeah, we're going on the poll for that one.
For those of you who are paying attention to the show today, by tomorrow morning, there will be a poll up. You guys can turn around and give us the answer. We'll talk about it tomorrow and see what you guys thought. That is unbelievable, though. Like, at 16, first of all, she could go to jail, so let's put it into context.
Right. I know, I was thinking about that. I was like,
Well, hold on, it was a
change. Rape situation on this kiss and dismissed.
She was rocking that cradle.
She was rocking that cradle badly. That's crazy.
Hey.
But
it's only,
man,
4 years.
Like,
only 4 years.
At this point, it wasn't even a razor, it was a machete, right? Like, I just...
No, lawnmower.
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 With new blades. I was imagining on the
That is insane. So if you have a choice, go to the website tomorrow. We'll have the post up and we'll be able to turn around and figure out, did Bohica kiss or dismiss? And you'll find the answer to that in tomorrow's show. That, you know, you can either come on back live or hear it and record it. But with that said, Bohica's gonna do his next thing.
Conspiracies Gone Wild with El Bohica.
Y'all got me doing a little shoulder jiggle here to that. Okay, so our conspiracy is going wild. We're going to make this fully one of these, you know, completely interactive ones. And it's, I just got one question. One simple freaking question. Are we now really having full disclosure? Now, about a couple weeks ago, La Tigara said, with everything that's going on, all we need now is for somebody in the government to say the aliens are here.
They are here, man.
Dash darn it, they are here. that's what we believe. Yeah, right? Don't say nothing else. But yeah, I mean, have you guys, what do you guys think? How do you guys feel about this? I honestly think, like, I mean, this captivated my mind. Back in the mid-80s, I can't remember if I was in Dominican Republic or if I was in Jersey when I saw my first, you know, introduction to, like, when it really dawned on me, whoa, we're talking about, like, UFOs and aliens and what, Roswell and Area 51, all that. And I was like, wow, it kind of captivated me and it just kept me, like, you know, like, wow, okay, there could be other life, but is there? Is this a sci-fi thing that they're doing with us, or, like, you know, I just couldn't really wrap my mind around. What do you guys think, man?
They're here, man. I see them all the time.
That's like COVID.
And they were talking about not too long ago. They had I don't know where I saw something, but they were saying that they had actually admitted that they are some UFO sightings going on. So pretty soon it's coming out, man. Just wait for it. It's coming.
I'm not gonna lie. I've seen some articles on it. In reputable places, so it's starting to make me laugh.
Correct,
because starting to see it now in, like, you know, CNN, you know, other, you know, New York Times has an article on it. You have another one like on the Post, and for whatever reason, you know, I think they're making just kind of like commentary or opinion or something like that, or hey, this could possibly be, you know, what people are saying, but they're putting it up there. So,
and also,
yeah,
if you watch Asian Aliens, that can get you ready, my friend. Get real ready.
Ancient Aliens, you're talking about that dude?
Yeah, the History Channel. I used to watch that stuff religiously, man.
No, but listen, and that's the thing that I think the oncoming of Ancient Aliens, there's been several shows like that on Nat Geo, on Explorer. Like, there's been mad shows like that. And then just the information that we're getting back, even from, like, now this is me, right? And from stuff that I've seen on the pyramids, the images of alien-like of figures. So you know, we're talking about pyramids. We're talking about in different caves, and, you know, with different miles apart and years apart or whatever, that have documented similar things, not just the people that say they've been abducted in the 80s and 90s or in the 70s. No, dating back to thousands of years. So there's something there.
Yeah, but he just went through all 16 seasons of Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
All in one line.
Me personally, I think that if you've noticed how fast our technology moves, like, you get an iPhone 7, the next thing you know, boom, you blink, iPhone 8. iPhone 9, iPhone 10, and things that you couldn't do before, technology, like, where the hell they're getting all this shit from?
Steve Jobs, that's where they're getting all this stuff. One of the most amazing minds on earth.
Sure.
I was trying to make it seem like he's
been around a few.
Steve Jobs been there.
You know. Yeah, exactly. He hasn't been around a while.
Brain, you know, we don't know where his brain is. I mean, we can talk about
it's just
that
all of a sudden we have all this technology all of a sudden, like, boom, it just disappeared? Why are we using
it? I'm not going to talk about the conspiracy. I'm a programmer, man. It's not hard for me to figure out where it's coming from. It's coming from intelligent minds.
Okay,
actually, come to think of it, Steve Jobs did look kind of alien like before.
I'm not going to lie there. I'm not debating. Transition. That man looked funny. I might have
transitioned.
So, y'all wrong for that. Y'all going to hell for that one.
Hey, you know what? I might be going to hell, but I saw Men in Black 1, 2, and 3, and I can sell you that. It might be one of them.
They say they're among us. They are among us. Have you seen the movie They Live? Watch the movie.
Oh, my goodness. I remember Subscribe.
You become
remember
a
V?
Member.
I used to love that show.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I hated it. When she ate the rat and swallowed it. Oh.
No. I remember when she had the baby. When she had the baby, and all of a sudden it was like a little alien.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's taking in too much.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so we're going to bring in our special guest. Miss Rocky's going to go ahead and introduce him. Miss Rocky, take it away.
That's it. So, guys, you know, Miami party scene. Since we're all over here getting all COVID, you know, we like to party, right? So, with that being said, we have these awesome two gentlemen, DJ Zay, Mr. Miami Nights, and Frankie Fingers, owners of Miami Nights Party Bus.
Thank you for having us on. You guys are nothing short of amazing. It's been amazing. It's been amazing. Frankie, where you at, baby?
Hey, guys. What's up? Love to hear you guys. You guys are hilarious, bro.
Frankie was in a hot dog.
Frankie was cleaning his fingers.
He was eating Cheetos. It was like, hold on a second.
I was googling Steve Jobs. That's what I was doing.
Look at the last pictures before he passed.
Before and afters.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That is so
communicating.
All right, so DJ Zay and Frankie. So what is the Miami Party Bus? And how did this idea come?
Miami Nights Party Bus, what it is basically, man. I actually got invited to go on a party bus with a great group of friends, and they were like, yo, come by. We're doing a surprise birthday party. Shout out to Carol and Javi. They were like, yo, come through. We're gonna have this party. It's like $35. And I'm like, it's like, bring your own booze. And I'm like, I'm on my way. You know, my phone was already in the door. I'm on my way. We party. These people, they're longtime clients of mine as DJs. As a DJ, I've done so many of their parties. And so they told me to come along. I went on the bus. The first thing I do when seeing as a DJ is just peeping on the entertainment on the bus itself. And everybody's having a great time. And I'm looking around. And the guy that's actually on the bus, quote unquote, supposed to be DJing, is DJing off his phone off of Pandora. I'm like, yo, are you kidding me? So I'm looking at this and I'm seeing so much opportunity left on the table and just so many ways that I would have done something different. Needless to say, I had an amazing time, man. Great time. The very next day, I'm looking at all the videos on my phone that I don't even remember taking, nor do I remember taking the pictures. And I see everybody just having fun and everybody having a great time. And I'm like, damn, I could do this, but I would do this different. Then the name came to mind, which was Miami Nights Party Bus. First thing I did was jumped on sunbiz.org. MiamiNightsPartyBus.com was not taken. I immediately bought the name and I said, I'm taking off with this. And then my thing was, the idea to come about over anything was, I wanted the concept to be Miami as fuck. Like, that's exactly what I wanted. And I had the idea and I took off with it and I just started doing my research and all extensive research on everything just to be able to run a successful party business and party bus business. And here we are.
305. Okay, so tell us, how did you and Frank become business partners?
Well, I've known Frank for a while. So the very next day, after the party bus, I call him up in the morning and I'm like, yo. And when we call each other in the morning and we do that, we already know, yo, he has a story.
You already know what it is. Yep.
It's like, yo. He's like, hold on, do I need to get my popcorn? And I was like, yo, this is what happened. And I told him the idea, I sold it to him, and then like a true friend and business partner and brother that he is, he's like, so how do we get this bus? Not, oh, that's a stupid idea, or how are you gonna do this? He straight out told me, how do we get this bus? That's exactly what he said to me. Those were very, very exact words they said to me. It was like, how do we get this bus? So, you know, we've been working behind the scenes and doing things up and down, left and right, side to side, and just trying to make this happen. And here we are, man, on the Land Baptist Show.
Also, I wanted to know, do you guys have any, like, open, no roof buses? Or you just have closed buses?
No, right now, we currently don't have the closed buses. I mean, we love the idea. It's a fun concept, especially here in Miami, you know, with the weather and stuff.
Yeah.
But we also take in consideration the weather. You know, it starts raining and stuff like that. That's not how we want to start. We want to be able to just go with it, you know, have a bus and be able to do it rain or shine. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We are looking into it. We are gonna eventually have one of those, one or two. We love that.
A convertible bus. I like it.
Right? We're going to be yeah, like a Corvette out there. Yeah, you imagine that? An open air concert bus, DJ Zay out there. Yeah, man. Everybody's going to hear it in Wynwood.
What kind of like, I like the logo. It's like very Miami, right? obviously, right?
For sure.
What ways are you guys looking into making that a real Miami vibe and Miami feel, like in the bus, besides the core?
Well, as far as the logo goes, it's funny that you said that because I also do graphic design. The very next day after I went on a party bus, I created that logo. From top to bottom, I love the logo, and we get so many compliments on the logo, and everybody tells me the same exact thing. Yo, that logo is Miami as fuck, and I'm like, thank you very much. And
yeah, Miami as fuck. Trademarking that.
Hey, right? Trademark.
As far as making the inside of the bus and the vibe, I tell people all the time, it's like, yo, you gotta check us out. We're a vibe. There's nothing else I can say but just that it's our vibe. The way we're coming at it, the way we're marketing the bus. The strategies and the things that we got coming up, man, Miami's not even ready for us. Y'all better practice
this. Not only that, you have to look from the logo, the flamingo. We were trying to interact the flamingo in it, which soon we're going to start asking for names, and we want it to be a Miami name. We don't want no name, like any English name or anything. No, you don't call her Rosa. We're going to call her Rosita type thing. You know what I mean? So we want to make it very Miami. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
It's little things like that, you know, the little beads and stuff like that. We're going to have two flamingos, the pink one, the blue one, a boy and a girl. We're just going to give them, you know, nice names and stuff like that and keep it Miami, you know, that salsa vibe, all that good stuff, you know.
That was my number one goal in making this happen, and something that's going to make it stand out from any other buses out there right now is that we're going to make our bus Miami. And we managed to put the word Miami and party in one logo. We did that.
Nice. Miami is party.
That's it.
All day, baby.
All day. So, like you said, you know, we've seen these mobile party, you know, venues, these buses. I've been on a couple. They're all over the place, LA and Vegas, you know, South Beach. But other than what's going to be inside of it, like, let us know. I know you said about the guy from the one you went to, he was like, you know, spinning his music from the phone.
That was ridiculous.
So pretty much what's going to separate us from everybody else is how we interact with our crowd, and everybody is going to be there. We're pretty much going to have an MC out there, a Miami MC. You know, we're going to have the DJ Zay out there as well. Okay, we're going to have TVs everywhere. We're going to try going IG live and all that, and keep it as Miami as we can. You know, we're looking into getting beads, you know, the pink and blue flamingos on them and stuff like that. You know, obviously when you come in, you're going to hear some salsa, some good stuff. You know what I mean? That's what's going to separate us from the people.
Awesome. You
know? Yes, I was very big on selling this when I spoke about it too, is being very interactive with the crowd. Be interactive with the crowd, because as a DJ, that's the main thing. Be interactive with the crowd. We're going to have a DJ, but then we're going to have somebody in the crowd with a microphone hyping the crowd. Like giving out beads, giving out shirts, you know, we do little contests on the bus, you know. All right, boom, shake contests. Who wants this t-shirt? Come and get it.
Put that
a live DJ on the bus.
Yes, a live DJ on the bus.
Mr. Miami.
That's you guys different from everybody
else.
Yeah,
live DJ, live MC. We're going to do all that.
All right. And I'm not going to be DJing off my phone, I promise you that.
No way.
Hey, and you mentioned it, by the way. We're going to be on Pandora. This Latin Babble show is going to be on Pandora next week. So anybody who's using it, you're going to be able to download all of our shows there as well.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, nice.
Clap it up.
Big things.
There you go.
We're moving on up. To East Side.
Hey, that should be one of the jingles you throw out there, Land Babbler.
Yeah,
okay. Moving on up.
To East Side.
I have another question. I wanted to know, do you guys also provide alcohol? Are you guys gonna have packages that include like entrances to lounges or clubs?
As far as the alcohol goes, it makes it so much easier licensing wise, responsibility wise, and liability wise to have the people bring their own booze on the bus. Got it. So much easier. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you know, so to answer that question, no, we're not providing any alcohol whatsoever.
Okay.
But our customer, we will provide ice bins, coolers, and things of that sort so they can bring their bottles in, we'll put them on the ice. Then we pick everybody up at one location. Right, one designated location. We pick everybody up at the same time. We're not doing different stops. We rock with you all the way to the club. Okay, all the way to the club. You have your bottles and our eyes. I'm gonna be spinning. I'm gonna have somebody on the mic getting the crowd hype. You know, a professional chauffeur will be on board at all times. Okay, then we've been working on several meetings and doing meetings with people and establishing these rapports with all these local hotspots. I can't mention any right now because there's a lot of things still in the works.
Yeah.
But we do have reports established with so many hotspots. Like, we'll go to break one, make sure you have a great time. We can take you to Wynwood, you have a great time. We can take you to Hollywood, you're going to have a great time. Right? And then what we're going to do is we're going to establish a rapport with the management and with the crew. So when my bus gets there, you're not waiting in line, you're not paying a cover, and you're going to get a free shot on the house or a drink depending on the partnership that we have with the people and where it is that we're going.
That's pretty
so cool. We have different packages to tailor to whatever the occasion is.
Being from Miami, you know, we know these hot spots. We know where to go in Brickell. We know where to go in Wynwood, Doral, wherever it is, even Hollywood. That's what gives us that extra edge and push.
And then me being a DJ for as long as I've been, and I've done weddings left and right, up and down, like, I got more connections than AT&T. That's what I'm going to say.
Hey, I don't want to talk about AT&T. I got laid off by AT&T. That's part of the whole circle of events. They just turn around and look at who I am today.
I'm going to drop the mic.
That's all I got to say. AT&T can kiss my ass, even though I use their phone.
he threw a Tupac. He threw a little Tupac reference in there. He said, I got more connected to Federal Express.
Can't play with it.
That is funny. We had somebody who's asking in our guest room, do you guys do bar mitzvahs?
Yeah, absolutely. We specialize in bar mitzvahs. We specialize in that.
I know all the Jews are.
We specialize in bar mitzvahs.
We do it all. That's a Miami vibe. What?
Right now, it's funny that you guys said, because right now we're having masks that match the yarmulkes, man. Yeah, y'all hit us up on the link in the pile. We got y'all. We got yarmulkes that match the masks.
That's what's up.
Yarmulkes all day.
Wait, hold on. You got masks, and they come with, like, yarmulkes? Like, you have a yarmulke like mask King combo?
We call them hammockers. We call them hammockers.
Hammockers?
Hammockers.
Hammockers. That is hilarious.
Hey, Frank, write that down. Write that down.
I'm not giving nobody 5% for this one, though. That was us.
I've already exactly.
Strictly you guys.
Yeah, I'm online right now with, like, you know, LegalZoom trademarking this shit. So you guys are...
Stop working, all right?
I never stop. I never stop. Anytime I see an idea, I gotta take it. I'm like the Bill Gates of community.
He's
stuff. So
rude.
There you go.
Well, Hika, you got a question for them?
I did.
You lost your question? You were laughing so hard you dropped your question.
I was. Like, I had the question then.
It's the
AT&T
thing. It's the AT&T thing.
It was the more connection of Federal Express, right? I really like what you guys are saying, and I've been you know, to a couple of places and stuff, and always, like, to me, like, there's no place like Miami, there's no flavor like Miami, there's no, like, I mean, and you can be, like, I remember, I'm here in Central Florida, and I remember seeing a guy, and I was like, hey, man, you gotta be from down south, bro. You gotta be from Miami. The guy looked at me, he laughed, he goes, yeah, and you too, right? And I started laughing, I'm like, yeah, what is it? And it's just a distinct, you know, look, the flavor, the way
it's
we say the word.
It's a vibe,
yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it is.
I'm telling you, that's what I wanted to...
For sure.
that's something that I wanted to nail down. Yo, you don't understand when I tell you, I had sleepless nights coming up with this and just thinking about this, and my thing was to capture just the Miami, just the vibe. That's it. That's it. And I knew once I did that, that this shit was going to work. I knew.
Right.
And it don't get more Miami as fuck than us too, so.
That's it.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Hey, Raquel, you like that, huh? Miami is fuck. We Miami is fuck.
That's it. That's it. I got a question, though. This is going out to Frankie, so I want to know.
Uh-oh.
How'd you get your name shit. Frankie Fingers?
Okay, now before Frankie answers that question, the question was, is how did you get your name Frankie Fingers? Try to keep it PG-13 because I have no idea what to expect from this answer.
Yes.
Como era así? How was it? It wasn't because I'm good at math.
It's not because he's good at math. Or because he used his fingers to count. So what happened was, like, when me and Franklin first met, whatever, he knew I was a DJ. We got along the first day we met, like, brotherhood, since the first day. And I was DJing, and I was like, yo, I needed somebody to, like, carry speakers and pull wires and shit. So my guy called out, so I was like, Frank, man, you want to make some money? And he was like, of course. And I was like, look, you're going to carry speakers, look, but you're going to drink on the house like it is nobody's business, and you're going to, you know, you're never going to go to a party that they want to take you to. And we ended up DJing for 2,000 people. At a show close to 2,000 people at what was it, Frank? Blackpoint. Blackpoint Arena. It was a big old New Year's Eve party. Like 2,000 people. So we're there, and the DJ, the people that worked there, they already knew me. So they come up to me, and right until we got to the car, and the bartenders, the servers, everybody ran to the car. Everybody grabbed a bag, a speaker, a wire. They ran back. Your friend was like, "What do we do?" So we get back to whatever we do, we start spinning and whatever, and it's like everybody's trash, whatever, towards the end of the night. And Frankie's like, come on, Zay, let me DJ, man, let me DJ, bro. And I was like, 15 people on the dance floor, I was like, all right, fuck it, go for it. So he's doing whatever he thought he was doing, right? And then we start picking up the equipment, and I see all these fingerprints on all my equipment. And I was like, yo, I'm just DJing, my fingerprints are not even on my equipment like this. All right, Frankie Fingers. And that's how he got the Frankie Fingers. It just sticks, and I call him Frankie Fingers or Double F. That's what I call him.
It sticks, bro. It sticks. It was good, man. I had you dancing out there, though. I had you dancing with that batata, though. Don't lie.
But we had fun, and it's funny because people... it's funny because it's stuck in a way that people see it on the back of the shirt, on the back of the Miami Heat jersey that we have when we go out and we do stuff. And they're like, yo, and of course it always breaks the eyebrow. Oh, and then Frankie Fingers. And I'm like, I'll let you tell it.
Looking forward to this party bus, because I'll be the first one on it. Just let me know when you're ready to go. Let me know in advance. I'll bring the alcohol, and I'll start recording.
You guys are family, man. You already know, man. We appreciate you having us on here. You guys are family. We appreciate you rocking with us and letting us get our voice out there. You guys are definitely on the VIP list with us, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yes,
we
always.
And then we'll go all the way up north and pick up El Bojique.
So I'm actually wondering, exactly, because I know that you guys are all in the same boat. How has you know, COVID-19, this pandemic, affected your business?
Honestly, it has been good and bad. Bad because just like everybody else, they want to jump on our bus. They want to go party with us. We can't do that right now due to the curfews and all the restrictions. You know what I mean? Good because it lets us work on our marketing and our promotions and stuff like that. So in a way, it's, you know, we just grabbed the lemon, made a lemonade. That's all we did, you know? So for now, it sucks. We're all eager to go. We're all eager to party. So many people have DM us. They've told us, oh, when's the party bus? Hey, are you guys working? You know, but we can't. Not right now. But I love the love from Miami. You know, shout out to DJ Africa, DJ Epps. They have been nothing but love for us. You know what I mean?
Family. El Caballo 305.
El Caballo, all that stuff, you know. Everybody has shown us love. Our family, you know, my brother.
DJ Laz. Yep.
Yeah, DJ Laz.
Yeah, everybody. I saw that when you guys posted.
You saw that, right?
I was like, that's what's up.
It's been all love. It's been all love, you know, and a lot of support, you know, from Miami people and stuff like that, because everybody's feeling the vibe.
And Africa just hit me up on Monday. He was like, "Hey, loco, Africa hit me up on Monday. Like, yo, when y'all get that popper, let me know, man."
For the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, we plan on it. We plan on it, baby.
The entire country's like, hey.
Listen, we're taking it all the way to Agoura Hills, babbler. All right.
Hashtag watch us work. Hashtag watch
the
door.
LA party bus. When's that? The LA Knights party bus. There you go. You can't make it to Gore Hills because we're already
there. Listen, we're taking that from Miami to Charlotte to Atlanta to LA. We're going to go everywhere with it.
There you go.
How much would you guys charge an hour for the bus? Like, how much is going to be your rate hourly?
Right now, we're working on a lot of packages right now, you know, for different unique situations like bachelor parties, bachelorettes, all that stuff, you know, quinces.
The tailgates,
concerts, all that stuff. But to keep it basic, we are, you know, packages can start as low as $20 a person. BYOB, live DJ, live MC. That's not a bad price for what? 3 hours, right, Zing? We're doing 3 hours?
We're doing 3 hours, and like I said, we'll take you to a club. You party there for an hour. We wait outside for you. You make no line, no cover. When you come out, we'll be on the bus, and your shit will be sitting on ice.
Ready to go. People are not even going to want to go to the clubs once they rock with us. But okay.
They're not going to even want to get off the bus. You think I'm playing?
They're going to be like, do we really got to go?
That's when you charge extra. You're like, oh no, you don't have to go, but you know, if you're gonna camp here, you know, it's $45 a night.
We got that camping fee.
Another thing that me and Frank talked
the concept that, you know, we're saying Atlanta, Charlottesville, and things of that sort, and to bring Miami there, is what's up. I mean, those people
are
gonna get it up.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely, me and him, we sit down and we talk like crazy, write everything down. The idea that we have, we just think to ourselves, how has this not been done yet? But is that our creative minds, the way we think, the way we want to market this, is one of my favorite things. All the plans, the talks that we have, the way we want to market this, the way we want to run it, the way we want to brand our name, it'll be nothing short of incredible. You guys are going to see what's going to come out of this. And like I told, we're thinking long term. I'm not happy with one bus. He's not happy with one bus. This is just the beginning. We're just getting our feet wet right now.
It's got to start somewhere. Look, we started with one podcast. You know, we're trying to move on. If people wanted to reach you, how do they go about doing that? What's your social media? Shout it out for everybody.
Miami Nights Party Bus. You can find it on Instagram. It's the same thing on Facebook. It's the same thing on Twitter. We were able to lock all that down on all platforms.
Are they going to be able to reserve on the website when the time comes, or how does that work?
Well, when the website comes, I'm working on the web design. I do that as well. So I'm working on the website. I'm still working on it now. It's not up and running because I want it to be perfect. And I'm not really in a rush because right now, like, since we're not able to run, you know, I'm not worried about it. But I'm sitting behind the scenes working on it on a daily basis. It's going to be super user friendly. Was another big thing that I wanted to make it. And I shop my competition like it's nobody's business. I went to my competitors, the few that we have here. I went to competitors to see, you know, I gauged how I want to do my website versus how they have theirs. I want somebody to be able to go online and not have to call somebody if they choose not to. I want you to be able to click, click, click and be happy with the decision. All questions answered. Definitely going to put a Q&A or frequently asked questions section on there también. But, you know, our website is under construction. It's getting done. It's going to be an amazing. But people will be able to book through the website as well.
Yeah, man. And for now, I think IG is the best way to direct message us right now. You know, that's where we're always at right now. It's like the biggest main source right now. We live on there too.
Like, we live on IG, man.
Absolutely.
Yes, man. If you guys are listening, follow these people on IG, man. I really appreciate you guys coming and joining us on the show.
Yeah. No, we appreciate Miami Nights Party Bus, baby.
You guys having us.
Miami Nights
Party Bus. Miami Nights Party Bus. DJ Zay, a.k.a. Mr. Miami Nights, and Frankie Fingers, man.
Frankie Fingers.
Already know. Real quick shout out to everybody who follows us right now and IG.
Everybody, we love y'all. We love y'all.
All of you guys, you know, shout out to our family, you know, Jerry, Priscilla, my mom and my dad, you know, Dexter, my cousin. Love all these people showing us much love.
If I can say another thing, man, that's something that drives me and him on a daily basis. I kid you not, the amount of love that we have received, the DMs, the text messages that we have received since we launched this has been nothing short of incredible, man. I get goosebumps talking about it because on a daily basis, we have people telling us how proud they are of us. Wow, this is going to take off. Yo, whatever you need. People that don't even want anything from us. Yo, whatever you guys need, we're here. That drives us like you have no idea. That's the biggest fuel that we have in our tank right now. It's just how receptive everybody's been to this, man. Everybody. We haven't had one person tell us that's a bullshit-ass idea. Even if they did, it'd be fucking lying, but nobody said that.
I don't know, man. It's a bullshit-ass idea.
Hey, so where do you live at? Let me get your address.
I'm at 5786 Agora Hills.
We're on the way on the bus.
You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna have to pick you up in the bus, yo.
Hey, but you know what? The bus would go down to Malibu, so I wouldn't mind that. You know? All right, guys, so I want to thank you guys for joining us. Everybody who's in there in the chat room today, you can follow us at Latin Babbler on every single medium, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Go to the LatinBabbler.com website. Tomorrow you will see Bojica's Kiss or Dismiss. You can vote on there. We'll give the results tomorrow night. I want to thank the Miami Party Bus for joining us. Miami Nights Party Bus.
Miami stand up.
Peace out, everybody. Have a great day.
Woo-hoo.